It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 72 degrees. KSL's top story.
Mandatory mask requirement.
Utah County has gotten rid of its mask mandate, but that doesn't mean if you live or visit there that you can go mask free. No. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports you have to wear one.
Commissioner Tanner Ainge says it doesn't make sense for Utah County to have its own mandate when the state has one for high transmission areas, meaning a mask is still required inside or outdoors when social distancing isn't possible, even at events like weddings. It's something he says people have been good about recently.
I just think that we do have responsible citizens in Utah County who were following the news and following the surge, and that was a reminder that, hey, we all need to step up and do our part.
However, Utah County may do a public awareness campaign to remind people to wear one, especially as hospitals are seeing more coronavirus patients. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The pandemic is still causing a lot of uncertainty for Salt Lake County and its budget. County leaders say a lot of the cuts already made are going to stay in place, and they may even have to make more adjustments at the end of the year. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
Salt Lake County officials say they didn't have to make a lot of layoffs when the pandemic hit because they did have a lot of vacant positions. So instead of cutting jobs, they just didn't fill their empty ones. And cuts like that will likely have to keep going for the most part. But they also might have to make a lot of changes to the budget right before 2021 starts, since CARES Act funding ends in December, and they know they have to get ready for an expensive COVID-19 vaccination rollout.
County officials say places like recreation centers and public theaters suffered the biggest cuts in the county budget. Farmington High School, as we just reported, will go to online learning for the next 2 weeks after the Davis County Health Department confirmed 15 cases of COVID at the school. The district says the school will be closed starting tomorrow. Remote learning starts Thursday and students will return on November 4th. The health department requires any school with 15 or more cases to close for 14 days. COVID is having a personal impact on the president's campaign plans. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, First Lady Melania Trump will not participate in a campaign rally as planned with her husband tonight in Pennsylvania. Her spokesperson says while Mrs. Trump continues to feel better every day after her recovery from COVID, she does have a lingering cough. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court next Monday.
I think that will be another signature accomplishment in our effort to put on the federal courts men and women who believe in the quaint notion that maybe the job of the judge is to actually follow the law.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on Barrett's nomination on Thursday. The Department of Homeland Security today announcing new efforts to combat human trafficking.
Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. There's just no other way to say it. The words are strong because the actions are evil.
Acting Secretary Chad Wolf saying the department will support federal criminal investigations, victim assistance efforts, intelligence analysis, and outreach related to human trafficking and forced labor. U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr telling a police conference the current political climate makes their job 10 times harder. He was speaking at the National Association of Police Organizations conference.
I reject the idea as a general matter that the police departments in our country are broken.
Barr says defunding police or eliminating qualified immunity for officers is the wrong approach. And U.S. drug overdose deaths are on track to reach an all-time high this year. Addiction experts blame the coronavirus pandemic. They say it has left people stressed and isolated. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
This election day, voters in Utah County will decide whether to create the job of Utah County Mayor. Your Voice, Your Vote 2020, Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
If passed, Proposition 9 would change the form of government in Utah County from a 3-member county commission to a 5-member mayor and county council. Each member would represent one of the 5 districts, while the mayor would be elected countywide. Those in favor say, among other things, it gives the people of the populous county more representation, while those opposed say it would put power in the hands of one person and create bigger government and raise taxes. Current County Commissioner Tanner Ainge has been a vocal supporter of it, while Bill Lee says he's against it. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:35. It's going to be at least a few weeks, probably more, before Disneyland reopens. California's governor finally issued new guidelines for reopening today. The number of cases in Orange County, California, would have to fall for at least a couple more weeks before Mickey's outstretched arms will once again welcome guests. And when they do, masks will be required along with reservations, and attendance will be limited to 25% of Disneyland capacity. KSL News Time, 3:35. About time we took a look at traffic, and Ricky Meese has an eye on the trouble spots. Ricky?
It's still pretty quiet out there. Now, we did have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15 approaching Parrish Lane in Centerville. That has since cleared out, but overall, a good start to your drive home. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, I know you love Christmas, so stay here. Coming up, a warning about Christmas shopping. I'm going to save you a lot of belly aching later. Stay here. My minute of news is on the way next on KSL.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.